This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Paula Dirks. She is the president of the Aircraft Electronics Association. Paula, pilots all over the United States are facing a big bill if they want to play in the system. If they want to fly in the system, they're going to need ADS-B equipment. Financing ADS-B equipment might be a challenge through conventional lenders. Sounds like AEA, the government, and some private investors have come up with a way to help pilots out and get the equipment they need to participate in NextGen. Can you explain how this fund will work and how people can go about getting a hold of some of the money?
Yes, certainly I can, Russ. As you probably know, this actually originated in the FAA reauthorization bill of 2012. And within that bill was a section outlining a next-gen public-private partnership, which would basically be developed to facilitate the acquisition and the installation of equipment to meet the mandate of 2020. The funding, the money basically behind this fund will come from private investor equity. The beauty of this is it will be backed by the federal government, and pilots will have the opportunity to, as they would apply for a loan for a car or a house or whatever, you know, large purchase they may have, the same as with the avionics equipment needed, the ADS-B equipment needed to meet the mandate, they will be able to apply for a low-interest loan through this public-private partnership and finance the equipage of ADS-B equipment to meet the mandate. AEA has partnered with the NextGen GA Fund, which is the actual fund manager of the NextGen Public-Private Partnership Program. As I said, this fund is financed by private investors. Pilots will go through a certificated repair station, of which AEA represents, that is our membership, Part 145 repair stations, as well as the avionics manufacturers. And pilots will go through their own preferred repair station, who will be doing the installation, and use a web portal, if you will, a financial web portal, to apply for a loan.
Okay. Are there restrictions on the equipment that you can put in? Are there minimums and maximums?
Yes. It has to be. There are stipulated equipage families that will qualify for these loans. Obviously, you know, WASC capable GPS, ADS-B in, ADS-B out, RNAV and RNP avionics, SWIM, flat panel displays, antennas. Anything that relates to and is capable of meeting the mandate.
Okay. You mentioned that these were low interest loans. Are they going to be? Are the interest rates going to be below consumer rates or comparable, or how is that going to work?
At this point, they are definitely lower than a commercial bank loan, and of course, it's tied to each individual's credit worthiness. There will be a few banks involved, so it's not just one bank offering these loans. The banks will be named later in March during our annual convention when we actually debut and unveil this program. NextGen GA Fund will be there in person exhibiting and at several different functions throughout the convention to let the repair station owners and managers know about the fund and how to work the portal and how to offer it to their customers to, you know, basically to help accelerate the equipage for NextGen.
Okay. How many airplanes is this system set up to equip? What's the end point for it?
Well, the system is set up to equip as many airplanes that are out there that need to equip. With studies done by the NextGen GA Fund, they are expecting approximately 150,000 planes will upgrade to next-gen standards. So if you're asking, can this program handle 150,000 planes? Yes, over a 6 to 10 year period, it will.
Okay, but not everybody's going to borrow from this one. Some people are going to pay cash, etc.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is correct. And not everyone is going to hit the fund all at once, as we all know. It will take place, you know, over a period of time. What we're hoping as an industry is that, you know, the pilots will realize, you know, there are affordable options out there now for equipping. If they do need to finance their installation and the purchase of the equipment, it is available, and hopefully they won't all start getting in line, you know, in 2019 thinking, you know, I have plenty of time, because if you divide, you know, the number of aircraft by the number of years we have left to meet the mandate, you know, it's going to be pretty hard to meet that mandate if everyone rushes at the last moment.
Sounds like it's going to be busy for your members.
Absolutely. And this program, it fits our mission, and that's why we were interested in partnering with NextGen GA Fund to spread the word on accelerating equipage, helping our repair station members educate their customers, which are the pilots, on not only the equipage, but there are low-cost financing options out there.
Okay, there are still some announcements to be made, and the fund isn't going quite yet, but how do people find out more about it?
They can, if you're a repair station or an avionics manufacturer, obviously make plans to attend our convention in Nashville, where we will have the formal announcement and website address to the portals and tutorials on how to have your customers apply online. If you are a pilot, just be watching media and press, and we will, our website, which is simply www.aea.net, there will be all kinds of information on our website. This will happen in mid-March.
Well, it was nice of you to spend some time with us today, Paula. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.